no ability to go out in the community and really ask people what they want at this stage in time. The process is working its way through in the manner it's supposed to. The considerations are being made thoughtfully and carefully, and not haphazardly or politically, as we just witnessed today on the body. We could stay here a lot longer today. We could talk about avalanche chutes. We could talk about economic impacts. We could do a lot of other things. But instead, I'm just going to leave you with one thought. There was a 2003 McDowell study that showed that 40% of the revenue from the state ferry system at one point or another comes from passengers or freight on the Lynn Canal route. So the last question I really have on this is, so what really does happen to our ferry system, our marine highway system here in Southeast Alaska, if this particular alternative is chosen? I'm not sure. I think that's why we have an EIS process, which I will continue to support until it's completed. Thank you.
Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, just briefly, the member from District 20, my friend in Wonder Park, stated that a vote yes for this special order of business suggests that HDR 7 suggests that you're supportive of keeping the capital in Juneau, and I don't agree with that. And I intend to support the legislation, I guess the resolution you call it, but I don't think that that means it's an endorsement that you want the capital stay here or to move or any of the above.
Any other debate? You ready for the question? The question is, shall House Resolution Number 7 pass the House? Members, please vote. Madam Clerk, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Madam Clerk.
26 yeas, 14 nays.
So with a vote of 26 yeas and 14 nays, House Resolution 7 has passed the House. Brings us back to special orders. Are there any other special orders? Majority Leader.
Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the House stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. Tuesday, March 22nd.
Without objection, we will stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow, March 22nd.